Clears throat. Hello, I'm Mr. Stephen Allen. This is the first part of my latest podcast, but at less than the first 5 minutes because of the way that this audio boo things works. If you want to hear it all, have a look at somenews.co.uk. Enjoy.
Mr. Stephen Allen's Some News Podcast. The main news.
The people of Germany are under attack. There haven't been this many Germans attacked since, well, us, to be honest, the Brits. Sorry about that, but you know, you started it. This time, they're at war with E. coli, transmitted by cucumbers. Ah! It was odd that it happened in the same week that I got quite ill, because I had a bad week last week, and people were saying,
hey, you've been eating some of that German salad, have you? Hey, German salad, hey?
German salad. I am from the north of England. Of course I have not been eating salad. It was believed to have been started when some people in Hamburg ate some dodgy veg. That's interesting, isn't it? Hamburg, the place where they make all the hamburgers, releasing negative propaganda about salads. It's nothing more than PR. The number of people infected has increased, and it was interesting that for the first time in any outbreak of E. coli, there were more women getting infected than men. Which makes you wonder, just what have they been doing with all of those cucumbers? Cases have spread across Europe, and now British farmers have been forced to discard tons of salad crops as demand from shoppers has slumped. Imagine that. You walk past a site where farmers have been dumping whole crops of cucumbers, and you'd think, oh, I've found an alien latrine. And while there have been some fatalities in Germany, elsewhere in Europe, infections have just led to severe diarrhea. So it doesn't make any sense for us to stop eating veg. In fact, for some, it might make more sense to eat more veg. So, you've lost 6 stone since the food clinic. How did you do that?
Well, I ate a lot of German vegetables and I shat my arse off.
It's affected all salad crops, with sales of cucumbers, peppers and lettuce showing a downturn. Oh dear, a downturn in the sales of lettuce. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, kids these days, they don't know they're born. In my day, we didn't have any health scares about vegetables. We had to eat our flipping greens. But is it safe to do so? To find out more, I'm joined on the line now by a spokesperson for PETOV, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Vegetables. Hello.
Hello, Steve.
So are you saying that it's not safe to eat vegetables?
No, I'm not saying it's not safe. I'm saying it's not politically correct.
What?
Some of the conditions for vegetables are terrible. They're grown in farms, Steve. Farms.
Well, yeah.
Then they're ripped from their roots out of the soil and left to die in cramped boxes just so that humans can eat them.
But they're just vegetables.
That's what they used to say about women.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did, Steve. And now they've got the vote. So whose side are you on?
Look, don't you think you're taking this a bit far?
No. I would rather go naked than wear cotton.
And I would rather you didn't.
We're campaigning to change those bigoted attitudes, Steve. Vegetables have rights, too.
So what are we supposed to eat?
Well, other animals. Some animals are nasty, Steve. They deserve to die, but vegetables never hurt anyone.
Well, you wouldn't say that if you saw some of the videos I was looking at on the internet.
What?
Never mind. So you really think you can convince people to stop eating veg?
Well, if a passionate and logical debate like this doesn't convince people, we just say that if you stop eating vegetables, you'll really annoy Heather Mills.
You know what? I think you're onto something there. I'm going to go and get myself a lamb chop.
Get a leg, Steve. Really rub it in.
Oh, you're mean.
The somenews.co.uk podcast.
Now, that was a brief sample of the new podcast. You can find the rest of it at somenews.co.uk, and it is on iTunes, but I've got an Android phone and no iPod, so I don't really understand that. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.